It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy, and today we have a fantastic show lined up for you. In fact, it's my first interview on the Wealth Architect Podcast, and I'm really excited about it because we're going to start bringing in some great experts to share their expertise with you and maybe help you take your life to the next level. That's what we're all about, right? With that, let me go ahead and introduce my first guest and my next guest. My guest is an international speaker and high-performance coach. He's worked with athletes and entrepreneurs from around the globe. Nicholas is specialized in using hypnosis, NLP, and energy healing to shape the identity in the subconscious mind. He's most well-known for his antenna theory of emotions, teaching his audiences to use their bodies and minds to access different frequencies and different thought patterns. He also blends evolutionary biology, psychology, and spirituality to create the ultimate system for influence. Please help me welcome Nicholas Spohn. Nicholas, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark. It's an honor.
So Nicholas is a great friend of mine, and we've actually traveled to a few countries together and are talking about doing a few more. We're having a blast. But Nicholas, I brought you on because I want to share with my audience, and I want you to share your expertise on what you bring to the table. And really, I think what we're going to be talking about today is subconscious programming for success. So maybe give us a little background about you, maybe a story about you, and we'll get this thing rolling.
Yeah, well, I still don't think of myself as an expert. I think of myself as kind of the consummate student. You know, I'm obsessed about learning these things. And so that's kind of what I bring, is that continual looking for patterns in the world. And for me, I started out as a real estate entrepreneur. The only thing I wanted was financial freedom, right? And as so often happens, we go for one goal and it seems that we fill another goal. And so along that journey, I hit all these roadblocks really within myself, anxiety, self-esteem issues, self-doubt. And through those, I realized my business was limited by my mindset. So I did so much work learning what's stopping me. Why am I hesitant? Why do I feel anxious? Why do I lose motivation right before success? And that was kind of became the whole journey in itself. And the real estate and the financial success just fell in line with that. And so I really dug into, you know, why we do what we do. And it all stems from our subconscious mind and our beliefs and how do we change those to create the next level of success. So that's kind of been an obsession of mine for the last 5 years.
Yeah. So I know you to be a very successful, when I met you, you were a very successful real estate entrepreneur, and you've incorporated some really cool strategies from some experts. You've modeled some experts in the business, and I know that you've built a really incredible business, but I don't think that gives you fulfillment. And so you've embarked on this incredible amount of, I'm going to call it a quest to gain this knowledge on subconscious programming. And I think you've become, you know, one of the world's experts on it. And, you know, I just think more people need to know about you, frankly, but you know, a lot of stuff, like it just comes out of you. It's really awesome. So is that what you would say you're most passionate about?
Absolutely. And there's so many things that go along with subconscious programming, right? So I teach a lot of stuff on influence, on spirituality, because, you know, the Greek word psyche meant soul or spirit. So psychology, if you're not including the soul or the spirit, you're missing, you know, the large chunk of our emotions and our emotional health. And so I think that's an important piece, how we interact and influence other people. And so all these things kind of tie in to a framework. Yeah. I mean, like you mentioned with real estate, I love doing deals. Like, I have fun with it. You know, we played Monopoly together. That's kind of how I see what I do for a living. And so that's fun, but that's not the end in itself. That was really my training ground to understand how to apply my mindset and influence into that business world. And then I can tell stories that kind of connect those two. Does that answer your question?
I think so. And I do want to be respectful of your time and the time of our audience. So what are a couple of topics, one or two topics that you want to talk about? And we want to go pretty deep in these topics. That's what we want to do, is not just talk, you know, fluff, but let's really go deep, unpack them, and what works, what mistakes are people making? What are the solutions that you can provide? So what are one or two topics you want to talk about?
Yeah. So we could go down so many different roads. You know, you and I have conversations all the time, but let's stick to subconscious programming. So Our subconscious supercomputer processes 20 to 50 million bits of information per second. So remember that, 20 to 50 million per second. Our conscious mind processes 7 plus or minus 2 bits, right? So that massive difference. And our conscious mind is like, when you walk up into the elevator, you know, into the attic, a dark attic with a flashlight, all you can consciously see is what's illuminated by that flashlight. Everything else is in the realm of the subconscious. So the subconscious remembers everything in your life. It has all these programs that lead you to a destination. Okay. Most of us have our destination set by our parents, by society, by our the meaning we give our life experiences, and they're often very limited. And so once you start doing this work, you learn how to program the subconscious to get you to a new goal or destination. And so that's kind of the heart of what I teach. And some of the problems most people run into when they're trying to accomplish their goals is they're using their conscious mind, right? They're trying to use willpower, which usually dries up by lunch. See those leftovers in the fridge at lunchtime, like our willpower is gone, right? By then. So that's not the right way. And we already know the conscious mind isn't as powerful as the subconscious. They often get caught in a learning loop. I'm sure, you know, you may have been there. I've definitely been there, where they think that by continually learning stuff, that's going to take them to the next level of success. And learning is amazing. It works. But if that outcome isn't in your subconscious, you're never going to take the actions to get yourself there. Does that make sense?
It does. Can you give us an example of something like where people were making a mistake or doing something wrong or not utilizing their unconscious or your subconscious mind, as you call it, and then they learned something new and they had some kind of a transformation? I mean, that's, you know, let's put a story behind it so we can really see how it works.
Yeah. So let's get down to brass tacks. So I was, you know, coaching wrestling, and this is kind of where I started doing visualizations, hypnosis, subconscious programming. I was coaching wrestling, and one of my athletes was, he was a state champion the year before, and we'd done visualizations then. And then the next year, his senior year, he was really struggling. He was, you know, just wasn't in the groove. So going into the state tournament, he had some losses, some low self-esteem. So we started to visualize, and visualization is one of the main ways that I help people program the subconscious. So we visualized the experience, the state tournament. We visualized every step of it, how he was going to feel. I put him into a relaxed state. He experienced it over and over. I even had him coming from behind in his visualizations to win, to, you know, see himself keeping that composure, hit all the moves just right. And so that's how we start to tell the subconscious what we want it to do and what we want to experience. So we go into the state tournament. He's down 3-1 with 30 seconds left in the match, and turns around, pins the kid, or puts him on his back, wins the match, wins the state title. Because we'd experienced it, we'd rehearsed it so many times. And so that mental rehearsal, whether it's how am I going to feel when I'm giving a speech? What's it going to be like if I'm giving a speech, if I'm nervous about public speaking? What's it going to be like getting on the phone with sellers? A lot of real estate investors, they're hesitant or they feel uneasy about it. And I did too in the beginning, but I practiced it in my mind over and over until my subconscious was like, I understand the outcome. I understand where you want to go. And then it pulls on all of your life's experiences, all the resources you have to accomplish that goal for you. Does that kind of answer your question, Mark?
It does. So wealth architects out there listening, it takes 50 billion bytes into the subconscious mind, right? But you're only taking, is it 7 or 7 billion bytes?
No, it's 50 million.
50 million.
Per second. And then it's 7 for the conscious.
Just 7. Just 7. So it's 7. And then a lot of people say it, I'll believe it when I see it, right? But I think the way you're trying to say it is you'll see it when you believe it. So you start to believe it, you start to visualize, you start to practice, you start to rehearse. I know we've heard lots of stories about how there was a study, I think it was the Harvard basketball team, and they studied them and they took another group and they actually had them actually performing, playing the game and practicing. And the other group didn't practice, but they just rehearsed it in their mind. And the ones that didn't practice, but rehearsed it in their mind, of course they practiced a little, right? I'm sure that they weren't, like they could shoot a free throw, right? But the ones that practiced it in their mind actually got a better result than the ones that just practiced and didn't visualize. So, you know, back to your wrestling story, that makes total sense. You had a transformation from somebody that was struggling, somebody who was weak. And it sounds like if you just visualize what you want in your life, if you make it a part of your unconscious mind can actually help you achieve that result. Is that about right?
Absolutely. And one thing nobody talks about and most people don't understand is that our motivation and our drive comes from the outcome that's programmed into our subconscious. So a lot of people get these goals, right? They're like, I want to be a millionaire. And then when it comes down to it, they find themselves sleeping in until 8 a.m. They find, you know, they're not reading the books. They're binging on ice cream and watching Netflix. It's not because they don't want to accomplish that goal. It's not because they're not ambitious. It's because the subconscious doesn't have that target locked in. When you have that target locked in, the subconscious gives you the motivation to read the books, to join the mastermind group, to study, to practice. Like, you kind of obsess over it, and the subconscious then takes you to that outcome. So even our motivation comes from the end state programmed into our subconscious.
How do you translate the desire, the goal, the vision into actual action, right? I mean, you know, because this is the Wealth Architect podcast. We talk about wealth, we talk about money, and it's not just the money that we, and I want to stress this to the audience. It's not just the money, right? It's what the money can give you. So how do we motivate from, yeah, I want to be a millionaire, I want to be a multimillionaire, or whatever the goal is for you, to actually doing it? What is the real tipping point that we can take away and really get into actually getting the result rather than just thinking we're going to get the result and dreaming?
Yeah. So a lot of people, they'll try to consciously get there, right? And if you read Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill even talks about this, is decide what you want and then imagine. Well, so he talks about using affirmations to program that in, but I would say, you know, more powerfully, imagine that end state, live in that end state with emotion. Like, how joyful, how grateful are you going to be? How free are you going to feel in the end state? The subconscious locks onto that. And then the subconscious starts to generate ideas or generate a path for you to get there. And that's kind of surrender, you know, in spirituality, we talk about surrendering to the process, surrendering to the universe. Well, that's kind of what we do. When we consciously overthink it, we consciously plan, the subconscious can't generate those responses. So once you have the outcome, the subconscious will start to give you ideas, inspirations, motivations. And then you have to follow those. You have to act on them. You have to take the action, right? Some of you have probably heard some of Mark's stuff. You got this like, oh, I should take this action. Don't hesitate on that, right? Like, join that mastermind group. Whatever you're inspired to do from the subconscious, that's the path. Because remember, the subconscious is way smarter than you are.
So what would you say is one action that people can take that want to get something, whatever it is for them? Maybe it's losing weight or being in a relationship or being out of a relationship or making more money or, manifesting something in their life. What do you think is one action that anybody can take right now to be able to leverage that in their life?
Yeah, well, it starts with clarity. If we don't have a clear vision, it's like trying to program your computer without giving it clear instructions, right? So we want to have a clear vision. What's the end state? What's the outcome? And I do this with myself all the time. Who do I want to be? Who do I want to have in my life? How much money do I want to make? What type of businesses? What do I spend my time doing? I journal about that. I live in that. I visualize it all the time. So my subconscious knows where to take me. So the first step is clarity. The second step is to go inside in a meditative state and, you know, self-hypnosis. There's, you know, different ways to think about that and start to visualize, start to hear what people would be saying to you in that end state, start to feel the emotions of that end state. When you do that, when you feel the emotions of it, that's the subconscious starting to lock onto it. So our subconscious gets programmed through repetition and emotion. So go in your imagination, emotionalize that end state, the subconscious locks onto it, and then it'll start to take over from there. It'll start to give you the drives, the motivations, the insights to move you towards that goal.
All right. So yeah. It sounds like two steps. It's clarity, getting massive clarity on what you want. And that comes by before we get into the meditation, but it's asking yourself some questions like who, what, where, when, why, and how, right? How you can get that, what are they going to do for your life? Instead of spending 2 hours watching Netflix, maybe spend 15 minutes asking yourself clarity questions. And then the second part is go into trance, visualize, and create emotion. And then you say that repetition and emotion creates drive, and that's how that works.
Yeah, that creates the program. And so if the subconscious is locked onto that target and it says, hey, this is the way for us to accomplish that goal, then it'll give you the feelings to take action. So remember, everything we do is driven by our feelings. We act with emotion and we justify with logic. Most of us set a goal and then we just don't feel like going after it, right? Because it's not consistent with our subconscious target. But if you change the subconscious target, the feelings change, and then that drives the action.
We act with emotion and we justify with logic, everybody. Does anybody do that in their life? I mean, I can tell you, I can think of a ton of things that I do that on. I act with with emotion, I justify with logic, and it doesn't always lead me to the right thing. So listen, what if I have a goal that I want to make $100 million this year, and last year I made $50,000? You know, and if I just start obsessing about it, you know, can that happen? What happens there? What happens in the mind there? Like, it's not just about a goal, is it?
Well, I don't ever want to limit anybody, right? Like, I think if you believe something like that, I think it can happen. Tony Robbins tells a story about, he was like, you got to be realistic with your goals. You know, if you're 5'8", you're not going to win the slam dunk contest. And then Spud Webb comes out the next year and wins the slam dunk contest at 5'8". And he's like, well, you know, I never put limitations on anyone anymore. So, you know, but you want to do what you believe is possible, because if you don't believe it's possible, that you're going to have some incongruency in your ideas and your subconscious program. So something that you believe is possible, I always recommend to take little steps, because it's, we believe it, it's possible, and then we keep moving forward. So have that big vision for the future, focus on that little step, that little action that you're in at the time, do that to the best of your ability, and keep moving forward. So if you want to make $50 million this year and you know, and you believe it, who am I to tell you, you know, that that's not possible. At the same time, it's really good to have big goals that you chunk down into really doable action steps.
That's beautiful. I have this program called the Cashflow Machine that we talk about, and we teach people how to invest, right? And I have two people that are in the program that, you know, these people, I'm not going to mention them, but they're great people. And they just went all in. Like, they were like, okay, I'm going in on all this. And what I always tell, you know, and once you start getting into it, you start to get a thirst for what it can do for you, right? And you know this because you've been working with me for a while and hanging with me for a while. And they're excited. And I'm like, now hang on a second. Let's not get too excited. Let's just get some small wins under our belt, right? Let's get confidence. And I think that's really important. Like, if you go up to the plate and all you do is swing at every single pitch and go for the home run, you're going to reinforce a lot of potential, what we call failure. We can call it learning too, but you're going to reinforce that pattern. But if you get up there and you go, no, I'm not going to swing at that one. No, I'm not going to swing at that one. But that one right there, that's one I could hit out of the park, or at least get on base. Then I think that's the real key. So we always in our program just try to say, look, get some little wins, get some progress, start to build that confidence, and that confidence builds that bigger confidence to get to those bigger goals. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And confidence is really just a feeling of competence and comfort, right? Yeah. When we feel competent and comfortable, like, we just feel confident. Well, Mark, the most powerful way to feel confident is to rehearse it in our minds, right?
Yeah.
Most people that join your program have never been a successful trader. So it may be a bit of a stretch, but if they start to practice, what would it feel like? Who would I become? What would the experience be like to just be putting cash into my account every single week by trading these options? Then they start to believe it on a subconscious level. They'll go out into your program. They'll study it in a way that makes it real for them. But I always teach practice. Everything I do, I'm practicing in my mind first, whether I'm going on a date, whether I'm giving a talk, whether I'm going to be a podcast guest or a podcast host. I rehearse it in my mind. I feel the way I want to feel. And then generally my subconscious is like, all right, Nick, get out of the way. We got this.
What if you're going on a date and giving a talk?
same thing applies, Mark. Same thing.
You know, it'd be an interesting date with you, I'm sure, Nick. So listen, let's do a little commercial about what you do and how you can help people, right? And if you guys like what Nick has to do, I'm giving Nick a full endorsement. He's a young, energetic guy that's got a lot of stuff going on, from financial to health to relationships to real estate, and to this subconscious mind programming that he does so well. So I'm highly recommending that you pick up whatever Nick is putting down. But Nick, tell us a little bit about what you've got. I know you've got a program called Resonance that's your big one these days, right?
Yeah, so I got a few things, you know, for free stuff to kind of just understand my philosophy. You can check out the Spone Train podcast. Mark, our episode's coming out soon, so you don't want to miss that. So the podcast is a good one. I have a coaching program called Metamorphosis, and that's sponetrain.com/metamorphosis. It's an 8-week course where I take you through a process to create a totally new identity. You learn self-hypnosis, how to communicate with the subconscious, how to program it. And then there's a year-long coaching program that goes with it. And then, as you mentioned, Mark, I have my event Resonance, which is 4 days of subconscious programming, 4 days of mental and emotional rehearsal, 4 days of creating what I call resource states and learning how to program those into your nervous system. And so that's sponetrain.com/resonance. And
real quick, it's Spone Train. When Nick says spone, it's S-P-O-H-N train, T-R-A-I-N-E-D /resonance or /metamorphosis. That's a long word for a lot of people, but yeah, you can figure it out. And I can tell you something. I have heard from a few people that went to your last event, Resonance event, and the reviews were off the charts. So, I congratulate you on that one. And, look forward to the next ones and watching it grow, because I know that you're actually helping people transform their lives on a cellular and granular level and one person at a time, which is really cool.
Yeah. So. Thanks, Mark. And there's so many simple things about our experience on earth that we never learn in school or Sunday school or from our parents. And so I'm kind of trying to fill that gap a little bit and give people a clear picture on why they do what they do.
Okay, cool. All right. Listen, I have a couple questions that I want to start asking every guest. You're my first interview guest. Everything else has been solo so far. So you're the guinea pig. But if you could have coffee or tea with any human, past or present, who would you choose and what would you guys talk about?
Well, I guess considering that, I get to have coffee with you, occasionally, put that one off. But I would say, probably Jesus, because, and not that I'm like a big quote unquote Christian Bible thumper, whatever, but I just think he's such an interesting historical figure. And I think the impact and the things that have come from him would be pretty incredible to learn and experience. So I think that would probably be my choice.
All right. Good one. Good one. If you could leave the world with just one piece of advice to improve their life, what would that be?
You are responsible. You are the creator of your experience. And, the media, everything we experience in this world, they're trying to tell us that we're a victim. And that's what I believe leads to depression, is this feeling that we don't have control over our lives. So you are the creator of your experience. You're the creator of your destiny. Start to believe that, start to take over the power, experience that in your mind, and it will come to fruition in the world.
Cool. And the last thing is, if you could tell us your link again so that we can go there and find out all your goodies that you're going to offer our audience. And then tell us where your listeners can find you online, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah. So sponetrain.com is kind of the hub of everything, or sponetrain.com/metamorphosis, sponetrain.com/resonance. That's kind of the heart. I do subconscious programming group sessions as well. So if you want to subscribe to my email list to get notified for that, again, that's just sponetrain.com. Same on social media, hashtag sponetrained on everything.
Well, Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure to be here, to see you, and to watch you go through this journey and helping so many people. I think it's really cool. I mean, I was amazed what you did in real estate, and I'm even more amazed by what you're doing with the subconscious mind and how it translates to people's success. So thanks for appearing today, and I wish you all the best. See you next time.
Grateful to have a mentor like you. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Nick. So that's been Nicholas Spone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. All those links that we talked about are going to be in the show notes. And so you'll be able to go to thewealtharchitectpodcast.com and find this episode. Just look for Nicholas Spone, and you'll see the resources that he's going to offer you. Hope you enjoyed today, and I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.